Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
So, we're going to continue here with your calls in just a moment. Also, news about Social Security coming up as well. But I wanted to come back real quick to what happened in the last hour. For those of you that were not tuned in, those of you that missed it, Minnesota's government is shut down for the most part. A huge chunk of it, the so-called non-essential services, has been shut down, and it is now on day number 11 or so. It's going on. It's apparently a record-setting shutdown thus far as all the state governments are concerned, and they're just a few days away from striking the national government record, which is 15 days set back in the 1990s. So there's certain fallout as a result of this, and we were talking with some of the people in Minnesota as to, you know, what is this, how is this affecting you, what is life like, and there was a guy that was a fisherman, and he was like, yeah, this is great, screw the government, we're just going to fish anyway, the hell with the licenses. Another government worker actually called in to say that she's looking for another job already. She's not going to stick around and wait forever for these people to come back online.
Sure. I mean, she's not getting paid. And it's sad. I mean, this is affecting people's lives. The politicians, I'm sure, deem themselves essential. They're getting paid.
And then a guy who would have been considered homeless previously, he's calling from kind of a shelter place. He was calling in to say this is affecting him because the shelter gets money from the state. And as well as the local government, the federal government, etc. But now that the state government shut down, they're not getting any checks from the state government, and that's putting them in a difficult position. And we just didn't have much time to spend on it, so I wanted to make sure we could clarify here. This is the problem with relying on the state for anything. If you're counting on the state, or the people calling themselves the state to be more accurate, if you're counting on them to take care of you, well, if you encounter a situation like this, you've been deemed non-essential. Sorry, we can't take care of you anymore. Oh, well, what are you going to do now? You didn't have a plan in place because you figured the state would always be there? Oh, it's the government. They can always just tax people as much as they want. They'll always be around. Except when they're not.
Yeah. Well,
or except when they change the rules on you.
What's the old quotation from Margaret Thatcher? The problem with socialism is sooner or later you run out of people to steal from or whatever it is. Other people's money. Whatever it is you know, the fact is the government runs not just a little inefficiently. It runs so inefficiently that its monopoly status doesn't matter. And its sort of nature is to grow, to move into new areas where it otherwise was not participating. And then once it's in there, people get, sort of hooked on it to the point that, well, how could we possibly save for retirement without Social Security? Even though the people that built this country into the great nation that it was did. You know.
And the other thing is, up to about a year ago, I remember seeing some statistics that a higher percentage of people than ever before in this country work for some form of government. And then you have 45 million people, almost 50 million people now in food stamps. And the problem you have...
Fewer households in the United States than there's been in a decade or something like that. The number of households is actually decreasing. That means...
Many people are moving in together?
That's yes. Exactly what's happening. People are moving in with mom and dad. People are, people are moving in with the kids. People are, roommating. All kinds of situations that weren't going on previously. That runs down proper. Once the city confiscates a piece of property that's gone,
they're not getting
taxes off of it. And this is how it all runs.
Well, we're at peak government now. You know, you hear about peak oil, peak this. We're really peak government. Where government has become so large and unwieldy and inefficient and completely distorted that it has to collapse because it's consuming more wealth than anybody could ever create to keep it going.
And when it collapses, don't be one of those people who's counting on it for a check. If you're one of those people, you're going to be screwed. You can't sue them. It's not like an agreement between regular people where if I make an agreement with you, Mark, and I'm going to pay you $1,000 a week, and then I all of a sudden decide to say, You're not getting your $1,000. You'd be lucky to get $100 out of me. Screw you. If we've got an agreement, you can sue me over that. You can hold me accountable. You can put me out into the public. Even if you couldn't sue me, you could still put me out into the public and say, hey, look, this guy's a bad guy. He reneged on his agreement, and you shouldn't do business with him. Like, you would have some level of
recourse.
But with the government, if the government all of a sudden says, yeah, well, we're not going to give you a Social Security check, or no, we're not going to give your homeless organization any money, you can't do anything about that. They run the court system.
Mm-hmm.
They can't be held accountable. So please, if right now you are counting on the government for something, do whatever you can to stop. Change your retirement plan. Change your whatever it is you need to change to make sure that you can count on yourself and your community rather than these people calling
you. Yeah, the more government reliance you have, to me that's exposure, and you don't want to be exposed right now, not to the government.
Yeah, you can deny reality, but you cannot deny the consequences of denying reality, and that's what a lot of people could get caught up in if they keep relying on government for everything. You have to take initiative, and you've got to do things. We all have to do things on our own. We have to take responsibility for our lives. You and Mark, obviously Ian, have started a business, and you're not as reliant as other people are because you're decentralized.
I'm including government workers here, too. We had Deborah call in last hour. She's not going to get a paycheck for this. She doesn't even know if these guys start back up again, if she's going to get any money. She can't count on anything, and she thought she was essential. She figured she was an essential part of the government, and she found out differently.
Yep.
So, especially if you're somebody who's counting on the government to give you a pension.
The government wouldn't be able to find essential if it had a divining rod. I mean, they wouldn't be able to ascertain which of their employees, in fact, are essential. Because to them, it's the role that's essential, not the person fulfilling it. When you're at a company, at least smaller companies, they recognize competence in an employee, and that employee moves up, some that kind of thing. Government, it tends to be the opposite.
Let's continue with your calls. Gigan is on the line in New Hampshire on the AMP lines. Hello, Gigan.
Hey, I wanted to talk about it was about two shows ago, I believe, how the consequences for desertion was brought up with the military, and I did some research on what different places have done for deserters. There were 306 British executed during World War One for desertion. The Nazis executed 15,000. The Soviets executed 158,000. And the United States executed one. That was Private Eddie Slovak.
Oh, that's the one. That's the movie, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I just find it very shocking that the military is one of those places where it's expected that you can be killed for not actually having harmed anyone else, just for, you know, violating a contract or something.
Well, thank goodness it's only been one person here. I mean, obviously it could be a lot worse, but...
And if you've been drafted, there's no contract.
Yeah, there's not horrible. Even a contract. These guys are draftees. And you know, the idea of killing a draftee for not, you know, being brave enough or whatever it is truly what conscription is. It is slavery.
It's
slavery
horrifying.
To the government.
Yes, and Eddie Slovak was, in fact, drafted. And even he didn't desert by leaving. He gave them a note saying that he would not be fighting because he didn't feel cut out for it. And they told him the consequences of that he would be court-martialed, and he didn't expect to be executed, but he happened to be the one who was.
Mm. When was this?
This is World War II.
World War II?
Yes,
that's
and
horrifying.
He was the first American executed for desertion since the Civil War.
Wow. Thanks for clearing that up, Gigan. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I was wondering, have you guys seen the film Paths of Glory? It's a 50s Stanley Kubrick film.
I have not, no.
Oh, well, it's actually on the subject. It's based on a true story from France where four people are executed for desertion. And basically they were sent on a suicide mission by their superiors. And after the mission fails, the generals decide rather than looking bad themselves, they would blame the troops for not being able to have followed out the mission.
Oh my.
So they ended up having them draw straws, and the ones who drew the short straw end up getting executed.
Insane.
I mean, this is the value that these people have for life. You know, and it's sickening to see, but that's exactly what they believe, is that you are the pawns for them. And I think that the Eddie Kubrick story is kind of interesting. If that's his name, I don't know.
Stanley Kubrick was the director.
Okay, what's the deserter, the U.S. deserter in World War II, was his name?
Eddie Slovak.
It's interesting, this fellow's story, because it might be not because he deserted, but because he told them no. He stuck around after he said no, and this to them could seem like a slap in the face. Remember, the highest crime to somebody in authority is
disobedience.
To disobey their authority.
Hey, great call, Gigan. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Still plenty of time for you and your thoughts. 800-259-9231. More about the Social Security or details on that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
On average, a smoker will die 15 to 20 years earlier than a non-smoker. Quit risking your life. Quit spending all your hard-earned money. Quit worrying about dirty looks. Take your freedom back and switch to American Blue Tip, the hassle-free electronic cigarette that looks, feels, and tastes just like the real thing.
It's not real smoke, just water vapor. Crazy.
I can finally relax without sucking in all those chemicals and tar.
No secondhand smoke.
Quit thinking about it. Make the switch to American Blue Tip right now. It's everything you love about smoking without the tar, tobacco, and carcinogens. You won't even miss cigarettes.
Call now for your risk-free trial of American Blue Tip. Call 1-800-604-3206. That's 1-800-604-3206. Quit stalling and switch right now. Call 1-800-604-3206. That's 1-800-604-3206.
Where can you find a super-strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. Big news possibly coming about Social Security. We'll tell you more about that coming up. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Listening options included. You can get tuned in via our webcam, which is available to you at cam.freetalklive.com. That's one way to consume the program. There's also different audio listening choices over at listen.freetalklive.com. The cam is, of course, free, like everything on our site. You can watch and listen and chat because the chat room's built into the same page. All of it's there at cam.freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet, and you're tired of banks charging you fees, and you want to take back control of your own money, take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, across the internet. Their value seems to be trending upward with time. Learn more. Visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org.
Let's continue with Captain Ned listening in Florida. Captain Ned, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Ned. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just going to talk about Minnesota, but Dagan, who just called about Eddie Slovak, it made me remember that call you guys had, I think it was Saturday, from that young guy who told you you were anti-military.
Yes.
He was a little confused.
Yep.
I'd just like to remind him there's more deaths in Iraq and Afghanistan from our troops from suicide than are lost in combat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe those guys are telling y'all something.
No, not only that, but think about the other side of that, because it's easy to count the statistics of people who've killed themselves, but what about all the other people who are just, you know, they're so despondent to where it's really horrible for them, but they're not willing to kill themselves. Like, how many of them are just, they just hate their life? How many of them have PTSD? How many of them are, like, completely ruined mentally because of these experiences?
Exactly. I mean, those guys are getting maimed over there. We're just going to pull out anyway, just like what happened in North Vietnam. Vietnam's going to overrun the South. They're going to do the same thing in Afghanistan. They're going to do the same thing in Iraq. But the difference is Iran is going to come in and seize those oil fields. That's what Chairman Obama's got set up now.
Well, he's not pulling them out. I think the news recently was that Obama's keeping at least 10,000 troops there after the end of the year.
Yeah, 10,000 isn't going to – it's not going to go too far, guys. But anyway, Minnesota, that's a great call from the fishing guide who mirrored your thoughts. Just screw them, you know?
Absolutely. And, screw the state. Live your life. Be free.
Exactly. And I'd like to remind everybody up there, the statutory laws as well as penal codes in the state apply only to residents of a state, which are always resident aliens, also known as 14th Amendment federal citizens. A natural-born citizen is a state citizen. Remember, you are always domiciled. You never have a residence if you are a natural-born state citizen.
I don't even know what any of that stuff means. It sounds like legalese to me.
Well, you can say, here's something really interesting about the U.S. Selective Service System. You can go to the post office, get this little three-page, it's like three folding postcards. The last one you fill out and send it in. It's very interesting. Who must register? With few exceptions, all male U.S. citizens. Those are resident aliens, okay? Those are federal citizens. It's got 21 groups of categories who must register, like number two, military-related. Members of the armed forces on active duty, no, they don't have to register. You go down to 17, undocumented, illegal aliens, yes, must register. So that young guy who called, that's who they want in their federal army. It's very interesting when you actually read these laws because they do spell it out. What you maintain is, in 1948, the Army of the United States became federalized. It turned into the United States Army. Prior to that, all drafting was done on a state quota level, had to be approved by a governor. Okay? Now, the only people they can draft are their federal U.S. citizens who are resident aliens. That won't stop them.
I mean, if you got drafted tomorrow, Ned, and you said, "Well, I'm not a U.S. I'm a state citizen," they would say, psh, "Whatever."
Well,
they wouldn't care.
It's right out there for everybody to take a look at.
But the people running the draft boards don't care, and the men that have the guns that will come and put you in a cage, they don't care either.
Well, the
Constitution's pretty damn clear. The Constitution is written pretty clear here in New Hampshire about the freedom of the press, but I talked to some men with guns yesterday who said they'll do whatever a man in a robe says over what the Constitution says.
Yeah, that was very interesting. I'm glad you guys are hammering this. One more quick thing. This is very interesting, and it shows you who, when peace officers, when the police actually become a peace officer, you guys have all gone to a big gun show, I take it.
I have. I've actually worked at them.
Okay, this is very interesting to those who haven't. When you walk in that door, especially one that's got a lot of, you know, you're seeing the unregulated militia there. Those are the citizens of several states, state citizens. Okay, absolute right to have a bear arms. What you're seeing, when you watch the police, it's very interesting because they are turned into peace officers. You don't hear one saying, like you said to that girl on the front lawn with the camera, I'm threatened doing my job with you looking at me. He's got 2,000 guys who are armed looking at him. He's being a peace officer.
It's very certainly true. The police will change their behavior based upon who's around.
It's very interesting to watch those guys because the older cops are laid back. They know they're the safest they could ever be is right there. But the young guys, they're all edgy because, hey, I'm the only one that's supposed to have a gun. It's very interesting to sit back and watch those guys.
Does that have something to do with steroids maybe, too?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
By the way, another thing, too, about history is, which I found interesting, was when I read, and I seem to recall this from the past, is that right around after World War II, the Department of War became the Department of Defense.
I thought it was before World War II that happened. But anyway, Department of War, and then it became the Department of Defense. But the Department of Defense does no defending. Defending would be done inside the country.
Well, you'd think so. I mean, some can argue for defending yourself by keeping your perimeters wide, but come on, what they do now is not defense.
By the way, as I was saying, the police behave differently depending on who's around and how the people around them behave. So, for instance, if you have a video camera and you have people that have multiple people around that have multiple video cameras, the police will behave differently than if they're around a group of people that don't have cameras and aren't willing to stand up for their rights. So, for instance, if you look at the video that is posted today over at freekeen.com, also at cdevolution.org, by Meg, we mentioned this. I mentioned it last night. I hadn't seen it last night. I watched it today. It's great stuff, where she and Eddie Free and some other folks in D.C. are being stopped at these checkpoints. Oh, no, they're access points, is what the bureaucrats called them. They're being stopped at these checkpoints all around D.C. and having their bags checked and having IDs checked, all for the purposes of, you know, well, it's war on terror. We're going to do whatever we want to. So they, of course, Meg and Eddie Free and the rest of those guys weren't going to show any ID, and they didn't appreciate what was going on, and they stood their ground, and when they were asked to stop recording, they didn't stop recording, which was great. And even when literally outnumbered by these cops. There are plenty of cops around. Even bring in the SWAT team in this incredibly intimidating armored vehicle, like the most black, evil-looking armored truck you've ever seen, rolls up on the set. A guy gets out with a machine gun in his hands and a bunch of zip ties in his back pocket, and they're ramping up as much intimidation as they can, and these activists do not back down. There's maybe three or four activists there with video cameras. They don't back down for a moment. They don't leave the area. They keep asking questions, and eventually, after like 20 minutes or 30 minutes of waiting around while this bureaucrat makes a phone call in her car, the bureaucrat then ends up coming out and says, all right, you can go through. And they never showed ID. 1-800-259-9231. But most of the people are just shuffling through like good little sheep. And as long as people are behaving like sheep, then numbers don't matter. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system. But for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm meshes, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
You know, if you're a cigarette smoker, I was too for many years. I smoked cigars. I smoked cigarettes. I inhaled those cigars. And you know that it's affecting your health. I mean, you can feel it in your lungs. You can feel how you're not able to, you know, breathe as deeply and as heavily as you'd like to. And there's a healthier option. You don't have to quit nicotine in order to quit cigarettes. You can try the e-cigarette thing. They're 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com offers a solution. A pack a day smoker will save $120 a month. That's just off the top in costs. And it tastes a lot better. There's no more ashtray mouth, no smell, no secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. There's free shipping on orders over $60. That's another savings for you. A free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with the coupon code FTL. That's FTL is in Free Talk Live. So there's another savings for you. You get your starter kit for free as long as you buy these 40 cartomizers. That's the little things that contain the nicotine. You can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. That's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com.
Get off those coffin nails, everybody.
Yeah. Not good for you.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. We go to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about a little conversation I got to have today with the chief of police in my little town.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if I told you guys about this, but I got elected to be one of the selectmen in my town this past May.
Congrats.
And one of the things that entails is the board of selectmen hires and fires the various town departments and does the budgeting process with the various town departments. So I kind of had, I guess, a little bit of a libertarian dream event today that I got to go meet with the chief of police and talk about, okay, let's talk about what we can do to help cut down your budget.
All right.
And so it was a fascinating conversation. And to hear things from the cop's point of view is really eye-opening. And it's something that we don't often, I think, most people, you know, never get a chance to do.
So what did you learn today?
Well, one of the things I learned is, you know, a concern I had, and I thought that would be an easy one, was to talk about the inevitable speed trap at the end of the highway, just after you come off the junction there. How come I always see a cop with a speed gun, right? I didn't put in quite those terms, but basically like, hey, does someone really need to be doing that, and is that revenue generation?
Mm-hmm.
And the chief pointed me to a binder that is thick with letters from people who live on the street just up from that exit and who have a pretty understandable, you know, concern that cars come barreling down off the highway and, you know, they're really concerned about the cars screaming by their house, and, you know, what do you want to do about that? So it led to a whole bunch of great discussion, you know, about really what's the, you know, and really where the rubber hits the road, you know, if the economy takes a really bad turn south, and if the tax base of the town goes really far down, and if the budget really goes cut to the quick, you know, what are the things that the police are going to focus on, and, you know, where is that going to work out? But just the dynamic, you know, just the, I guess, the theater of it, being able to talk to the chief of police about, you know, how are we going to cut your budget? I mean, how often do you get to do that from a position where you can actually do something about it?
You certainly don't get to do it very often. It's got to be a, kind of a fun thing to do. But, you know, I guess if in fact it's too dangerous to go, say, you know, 40 miles an hour, I don't know, maybe it's a 35-mile-an-hour speed limit or whatever it is there, you know, then I think that they should have some, at the very least, the first step, it's probably cheaper to get some machine that'll spit out a ticket for people, and then you know all the time that you're going to get a ticket for going too fast through there, rather than sort of doing it on and off with a cop, where it's just kind of like, oh, well, maybe a cop will be there, maybe they won't. I think that's a superior system, if in fact it's too dangerous. But
what's superior to me is parents teaching their kids to look both ways before they cross the damn street. Isn't that what this is really about? Is parents, oh, my kids are in danger because people are speeding. Well, maybe your kids can be more responsible.
That's definitely helpful. But sometimes kids play ball and they don't think, you know, the ball goes out in the road. They're not thinking.
How do I teach my 3-year-old to do that? I mean, he has gone down the driveway before.
On accident, when you lost track.
Absolutely. But this does happen. And, you know, these are the, you know, I do think that speed limit, there's a too fast for safe speed out there. And whatever that is, I think that the best way to find that isn't by putting some cop out there sort of randomly to catch people and give them tickets.
So you're advocating speed cameras?
I would say that if speed cameras are run by separate companies that have a profit, I think there's a problem with that. And I haven't seen anything about speed cameras making things unsafe. I know some people don't like them, but, you know, if in fact, if really, really, it's too dangerous to go a certain speed, and I think there is some speed that is too dangerous, that, you know, there has to be some kind of system for handling that. And, well, let's just see a few kids die so that we can, you know, go faster. I don't think that that's a good system.
Well, putting one of those radar readings there where people can see how fast they're going and they see a police car, just that alone makes people slow down.
It does, often. It often
without
does.
Giving any tickets, just seeing that and knowing cops are around helps a lot. A great deal.
But I can tell you, in my town where I go through, it's a 35-mile-an-hour speed zone. And it's 35 miles an hour, whether it's raining or clear, whether it's bright and sunny, or whether it's the middle of the night, or whatever it is. And the suggestion that I need to go 35 miles an hour through my town. This, by the way, I am one of those parents right there. I drive through this thing daily. The idea that 35 miles an hour, it's just too slow. And it's too slow because nobody has, the people that put the signs up, they don't have to be enforced by it. You know, they don't have to worry about it.
So, Dennis, were any conclusions reached here during your meeting?
Well, the biggest conclusion for me is that it's got to suck being a department head in the public sector. You know, I'm used to the private sector. I'm used to a boss who tells me as a manager, look, this is your budget, and you do whatever you need to do to retain your top talent, your key people. You know, you figure out how to do that. And in the public sector, they have to go through this insane, horrible, hellish process with a vote and a town meeting and all of these laws about what you can and you can't do. You can't just scrape together a couple of $100 and give a bonus to someone and say, hey, you did a really good job this quarter, you know, keep it up. They can't easily do that. And it really blows my mind that the difficulty just in retaining, just doing good management in government is virtually impossible.
Well, what's your solution to it, Dennis?
Well, you know my solution to it. I'm an anarchist. Get rid of the government.
Well, you know, in the area of roads, if there was competition, and by the way, I think we're going to have computer-guided cars before we have competition, really, in roads.
Only if the government allows for it, and right now they're not being too friendly toward Google on that.
It's happening in a few different places, and, you know, I suspect the government doesn't want that because, well, there's so much for ticket revenue.
Right, yeah, if everybody's run by the computer, then we don't get to make any money anymore, right?
Who cares if you show up at your trip 3 minutes early because
it's not
sped.
About safety, it's about revenue generation.
Oh, I think in a lot of cases it is.
So, Dennis, did you manage to convince a police officer to this police chief to stop enforcing the war on drugs?
You know, see, you got to have a realistic expectation. At this initial meeting, all I wanted to do was make sure that he understands me, I understand him, and what I was really pleased is that he at least understands that, you know, he sees the writing on the wall with respect to the economy. He doesn't believe that all of a sudden we're going to turn the corner and the economy is going to be great. And he gets that there is a role. You know, we would probably disagree about whether it should be a public role or a private role, about a need to maintain, you know, to help people keep their property safe in an environment, keep their person safe in an environment where a lot of people are hungry and jobless. I think that's a serious concern. It's something that I'm glad that my local police department is thinking about now.
I think it's great news that there's somebody who considers himself an anarchist that has been elected as selectman. It really shows you the level of success that we've had thus far here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. More coming up.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon and Answer 250 caps. Summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Maybe enough time for your thoughts if you make a call now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You can get details on how to get a Free Talk Live bumper sticker. Just got a fresh order of them in from the folks over at Liberty Stickers. That's right. Mm. And so those are ready to go for you. Plus, you can get details on how to promote the show, like get flyers you can print out and post and pass around. You can also get web banners and graphics that you can use for whatever reason you want to. It's all there for you, and it's all free at promote.freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls. Mike is listening in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, to WGMD-FM. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Wayne and Mark. How you guys doing?
We're good.
What about Ian?
Great, man, great.
What's on your mind?
Well, you guys said I almost chickened out because I was getting nervous with you guys taking, you know, a little while to get there. But I appreciate that I did wait. You know, that guy that was talking before about, listen, I just came back from Texas 2 weeks ago. I drove from Delaware to Texas, up to Colorado, flew down to Texas and came back, and state trooper, sheriff pulled me over. I mean, he had the cowboy hat on in Texas. Mm. He had on the mirror sunglasses, the whole nine yards. I'm a little bit of an older guy, 56, and he pulled up. I was doing, I think, 84 and a 70,
mm-hmm.
and he was pretty cool. He came up and said, what's going on? And I said, you know, just kind of drifted over the speed limit a little bit. And you know what? That's the first time in my whole life that I have been given a warning for speeding and not a ticket. So,
how about that?
What is
it
that
is a good feeling.
Now, it probably didn't hurt that I was wearing a New York fire department T-shirt on in big red, white, and blue. So
and it probably helps that you're a white man in his mid-50s rather than, say, a young Latino, you know,
long hair.
Yeah, that's probably true, too. Yeah, you guys brought right on it. But anyway, I wanted to talk to you about the federal deficit and this, you know, crisis crunch that we're in and everything.
Sure.
I just had this thought that maybe you could, you know, help me out with it. I was thinking, you know, everything now is the United States of America used to stand on her own 2 feet, and we've given out, we've doled out paychecks to everybody in the entire world that I can think of. We've given out global welfare checks is what I refer to it as, and we have never had any attachments to it. We have helped people. We have given tractors and farm equipment to countries that didn't have the equipment to farm with, and what they did with it was we sent over, you know, $500 million worth of equipment to go ahead and farm with, and they would get a flat tire or run them out of oil or drive the engines with no water in it and just destroy everything. And they still wound up having to take, you know, a dole out from the taxpayers of the United States of America to help them try to keep, you know, their poverty in check a little bit. What I'm thinking about is, you know, if everything is global this, global that, you know, the whole global economy hinges on whether America is too big to fail or not.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we, so since the UN is so hell-bent on treaties for every single thing, why don't we have a global treaty with everybody that we've ever given money to or that we should have for the last 235 years that says, guess what? If we get to a point where you're actually on your own 2 feet, you can pay us back. You pay us back. And
how
guess
can
what?
They, though? You know as well as I do that all these tin pot dictators out there have taken that money and they've dumped it into palaces or put it in foreign bank accounts. I mean, their people didn't get that stuff. If they did get that stuff, they you know, I mean, there's no way that they can pay back because that's just essentially like saddling a poor person with a debt. There's no good reason for it.
That's how they control other countries, is by bribing the leaders with foreign aid.
The suggestion that they don't put you know, caveats on that money is, I'd say, inaccurate. There's a great deal of caveats that are often put on aid. You don't think Pakistan has caveats on it?
No, you're absolutely right. I agree with you 100%. I'm just saying that if we're all global this, why don't we just declare global chapter 11 and let the United Nations take that to everybody and let them know how they feel. But to get the banking industry under control, which is totally out of control with the stimulus and the bailouts we've just witnessed in the last 2.5 years, why don't everybody, 150 million Americans at least that own homes, just say, guess what? None of us are going to pay our mortgage payments until everybody else gets their act together. Now, that'll speak a whole lot more than everybody staying out for a week of not going to work and taxes not being paid.
Oh, I'd rather see them, you know, if it's... rather than putting their houses on the line in that way, I'd rather them put their houses on the line by just refusing to pay property taxes entirely. You know, I mean, just tell the government. The government's what's screwing this up. Banks are just organizations that are operating within the system that's created for them. Certainly, they attempt to manipulate the system. There's no doubt about it. But I think the bigger enemy is the bureaucrats rather than the bankers.
And internationally, by the way, I didn't give any money to these countries. So it's not we. It was the U.S. federal government that did it. And like anything...
Your money.
Well, yeah,
you do pay it in gas taxes, and even in
but I didn't cut them the check, Wayne. I did not give those people that money, and I don't care whether it gets paid back or not. I'd rather see the federal government disappear and not worry about any of that anymore in the future. Same thing with Social Security. I paid in like $10,000 before I finally, you know, wised up and stopped paying Social Security. I don't expect to see a dime of that ever again. And I'd be happy. I'd be happy if the government just dried up and disappeared tomorrow and I never saw that $10,000 again. It would be the best $10,000 I'd ever spent.
So yeah, thanks. I agree with you. And I'll tell you what, something interesting was happening in Texas when I was there 3 weeks ago, and that was that they're actually doing away with the income tax altogether and going to something like a 13% flat rate. What do you think of that?
Is that really happening?
I'll tell you, they are hammering hard on it. Now, the Texans that I spoke to, mostly in conservative Bible Belt area, Texarkana, Arkansas area, like that, they were basically saying Perry, who has been, I guess the GOP has been kind of looking, sniffing at his door a little bit, going like, you know, Perry might have something going. Well, Perry was actually pretty much a liberal, more to the left than anything else.
He was out. He was Al Gore's campaign manager.
When he actually got in, he was actually now Texas is the only state that has not had decreases in employment for 10.5 years. But the people that I'm talking to down there are saying that he did not.
I don't care about the politicians. It doesn't matter to me. But the issue that you brought up as far as them having a getting rid of an income tax, I'll let you know what I think about it if it actually transpires, because I don't believe something like that would happen. I thank you for the call tonight. It seems to me that the government people have a big interest in continuing as many taxes as they possibly can. But, boy, if that happened, it would be good news for Texas.
Well, also the numbers are a little skewed because what's happened in Texas is that there's a lot more people working for the government now than 10 years ago. So that's sopped up some of the unemployment figures. So, in other words, there's less people working for the private sector, more people working for the government in Texas.
Let's continue with Dave listening in Huntsville. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WB.
Hi, Ian and Mark. How you doing?
Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, man, I plan on moving to New Hampshire soon, you know, and I just can't wait no longer. Man, I've seen the local gang members out down the street from my house, you know, sitting there just waiting to pull people over and harass them a little bit, so I figured I'd go get me a sign to say tyranny ahead and stand out here for a little bit, you know. And
so you're out there right now. You're calling us while you have your tyranny ahead sign on the side of the road?
Yes, I'm sure you can hear the cars coming past. Yeah. It seems that some of them are slowing down, and, you know, I got a couple honks so far. But yeah, I want to let you guys know that
Please don't tell me you're alone. Hold on. Please don't tell me you're alone, Dave.
I have Quick with me, and that's about it.
Well, it's better than nothing.
How are you going to get somebody to go with you? You know, I mean, that's
I don't know. I was actually going to say that if there's any other people in Huntsville, I hear a lot of people from Huntsville calling, you know, and I sort of like to organize around here. I was thinking about creating a Facebook group, maybe something Huntsville activist or something like that.
That might be a good way to go about it.
We could all get together.
So you've got a quick.com channel. That's QIK.com. Highly recommend that for anybody with a smartphone. It allows you to broadcast pretty much instantly to the internet, presuming you've got a Wi-Fi or a 3G connection. It will broadcast down. Where can people go to watch your Quick channel?
It's quick.com/David, DavidSHOTTS.
SHOTTS, David Schatz.
Correct.
So I will keep my fingers crossed for you, David, and hope that you don't end up getting into some sort of legal trouble before you move to New Hampshire, because that sucks because it keeps you down there.
Hey, if he moves, I'm getting on my bike, and I live about 5 houses down. I'm home.
All right, man.
You can't
get
to me. I got one more question for you, real quick, guys. I know in New Hampshire there's no sales tax and state sales tax and income tax or whatever. I'm wondering, say I bought an item at the store for $10, how much is the federal income tax in New Hampshire?
Federal income tax? You mean federal sales tax? Or
sales tax, yeah. Sales tax. How much do you pay at the register?
If you buy a Coca-Cola for 99 cents at the register, they will give you a penny back when you hand them a buck.
Oh, that's great, man. That's great.
Yeah, it's a nice feeling, too. When you first do it, the first few times, it's like, wow, what? What just happened?
And when you buy a car, there's no sales tax.
Is that true? I thought there was some sort of a car tax.
No, well, there's property tax in your town.
Okay. Say thanks, man. We'll be back tomorrow night. We'll talk about Social Security then, what's going on with it. More coming up tomorrow then. See you then. FreeTalkLive.com. Bye.
Andro Kills Ants presents The Household and Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Andro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Andro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Andro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.